You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra.
This is David Siegel, and you are listening to WSTR Radio's Dishin' and Swishin' Show, available here on Swish Appeal.
I could probably say the same things about Tangela, like in reference to myself or whatever, is that, you know, you necessarily don't have to, you know, seek, you know, the attention and, you know, all of the attention to win basketball games. You don't necessarily have to, you know, be the leading scorer, like, on your team all the time. You don't – all those things definitely play, you know, a part in it. You know, you need players like that or whatever, and I've been that player too. But I just think at the end of the day, you know, when you win a championship, like, all of those things kind of go out of the door. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, in our championship years, I don't know if any of us remember, like, how many points we scored in that game, how many points we averaged that season. But we do know that we have four championships in a row, and we know the years that we won them. We probably even know who we won them against. But as far as, like, the individual statistics and things like that, you know, they don't come into play when you win the championships, as well as, like, the gold medals. I couldn't tell you on my two gold medal winning teams who the leading scorer even was, like, on either one of those teams. But I do know who I played with, and I do know that we all have a gold medal. And at the end of the day, like, that's the most important thing to me.